Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Kavod Shemayim, Perek Aleph, Shir number 23. The Chafetz Chaim brings a Medrash. We've seen this Medrash in other Sfarim. She'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said as follows, Mikol HaTzorois HaBoyis Aleichem, from all the tzorois, all the tragedies that can befall you, Ani Yochu LaHatzil Eschem, I can save you from all of them. I can save you from Corona, I can save you from everything, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, so the Medrash continues, Avo b'loshen hara, hatmin atzmecha. Hide yourself from it. Ve'nata nifsad, and you won't lose out. Because if you speak loshen hara, Hashem says, I cannot protect you from loshen hara. What does the Medrash mean? The Chafetz Chaim explains that when people speak loshen hara, the mikatre goes up to Shemayim, the loshen hara goes up to Shemayim, bangs on the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem has to answer the door. This is how Hashem created the world. And then, all the tzoras, Rachman al-Islan, come down. The punishments come down. But if a person keeps quiet and is not mekabel Lashon Hara, doesn't speak Lashon Hara, the mekatrigim that were created from other averis, the mekatrigim, the prosecuting malachim, the blackened, crippled malachim that were created from doing averis, they might go up to Shemayim, but they don't bang on the door and Hashem doesn't answer. Once the Lashon Hara is spoken, Hashem opens the door. And that's why Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a Rasha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him to conquer the lands that Yeshua, the Tzaddik, did not conquer in the merit because he did not accept Lashon Hara. We are a couple days before Rosh Hashanah. Let us mekabel, let us accept upon ourselves to strengthen our adherence not to accept Lashon Hara, not to speak Lashon Hara. And there should be a tremendous chus for ourselves and our families.